The new president of the city council in Springfield, Massachusetts, says improving police-community relations is his top priority. Springfield City Council President Orlando Ramos announced the creation of a 15-member committee that will be made up of city officials, residents, and law enforcement representatives that will be tasked with producing a report by the end of the year on strengthening ties between the Springfield Police Department and the community.
We often hear from people that they're not happy with the relationship or the way that they are treated by the police. And we also have concerns from the police department in terms of how they fear for their safety. And so I figured that this would be the best way to get everyone in the same room and come up with a solution to how we can have better relationship between the two.
The formation of the special committee, which is advisory in nature, follows the vote last month by the city council to replace the police commissioner with a 5-member civilian board when current police commissioner John Barbieri leaves office. Counselors who voted for the change said constituents had complained about a lack of public accountability and transparency in the police department. The new Police and Community Relations Committee will consist of 2 city councilors, along with the mayor, the police commissioner, the Hamden District Attorney, the president of the Springfield Patrolmen's Union, and the president of the local NAACP, or their designees. The city council president will appoint a resident from each of the city's 8 wards. Ramos said the committee is to meet monthly and to hold at least 1 meeting in each of the city's wards.
The goal is to have a report by the end of the year. And so I'm hopeful that through their meetings, we can get some ideas on how we can improve the relationship. And once we get that report, then we'll go from there.
The newly installed council president said he's creating a special committee to meet on matters related to MGM Springfield, the casino that's being built downtown. The Casino Oversight Committee will have 5 members, all city councilors, and will be chaired by former council president Mike Fenton. Ramos made few changes to the membership on the council's dozen permanent committees. Councilor Tom Ash will keep his longtime chairmanship of the Public Safety Committee, and Councilor Tim Allen will remain chairman of the Finance Committee.
The thing that came clear last year was that I spent a lot of time on was the pension liability, which is an ongoing issue. For years it will be an issue, but I want to make sure we follow through on that, and I requested that I stay as chair of finance.
Ramos raised a few eyebrows with the appointment of Bud Williams to chair the council's State and Federal Relations Committee. Williams was sworn in last week as a freshman state representative and announced Monday he would keep his seat on the city council. He'll chair a committee that is to keep tabs on pending legislation that impacts the city.
It's a committee that will make recommendations in terms of how I see legislation in Boston. And I think it's just a natural fit. I don't believe there's any conflict of interest.
Williams said he did not plan to ask the State Ethics Commission if there was potential conflict pertaining to his committee chairmanship.
No, I don't see any need.
There is precedent for Williams to hold the 2 elected offices simultaneously. He told the Republican he intends to donate a portion of his annual $19,500 city council salary to charity. Williams' base salary as a state legislator is $62,547. He also collects $50,900 in an annual state pension as a retired probation officer. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.